That's right, the 2012 league MVP, Adrian Peterson, looking clean tonight.
Always, he's always clean.
Uh-huh. All right, so rumor has it, you listen, first of all, listen to that.
I love from a home state.
That's nice. So you grew up a Cowboys fan?
That I did.
All right. So does that mean you have a 21 poster on your wall?
Oh, yeah. Prime time. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's my dog.
Uh-huh. So what happened? You could have been the greatest quarterback ever. Instead, you took Emmitt Smith's old position.
You know, I was pushed to stick to the running back position. You know? Strictly offense, no defense.
Well, you watch yourself on a tape like we show before you start to speak. What do you say to yourself when you're seeing your highlights?
Man, it's a blessing. It's just a blessing to be in this position. Pretty much, I just take it all in, man. It's a blessing.
Sometimes how your body it's overwhelming. Feel? Are you healthy?
I'm feeling good. Body's healthy. I'm on my grind here at my gym. Athletic. You know, every day I'm in there, I'm working just to get better.
I'm always curious, though. Whenever you run over a defender, have you ever heard one of the guys go, ooh. Come on. You don't have to give me a name.
I heard it. Yeah. Once or twice.
Uh-huh. Do you ever apologize for running over?
Oh, no apologies at all. No apologies.
Yeah. Please tell me you're not trying to depart from my dear friend, Michael Zimmer.
I love Michael Zimmer, you know, and...
head coach.
Yeah. I love him. I feel like we're going to be able to work something out.
That's good.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more.
Good answer.
We'll talk a little bit more about AP's future there up there in the Twin Cities. Of course, they'll host the Super Bowl there next year. As far as the Super Bowl goes here... You basically got six running backs in this team. Well, five running backs, three for the Patriots, two for the Falcons, that could play a starring role. Which one do you think will have the biggest impact on Sunday's game and why?
I would say that's kind of hard. You know, I feel like Devontae Freeman, what he presents is incredible. You know, he's very productive in the pass game as well.
Yeah.
But I love the way he hits the hole. You know, he's very finesse when it comes to creating yards. He averaged right at 5 yards to carry. But then you look on the other side of the ball, you look at Blunt.
Yeah.
He has a nose for the end zone. You know, he has been in the end zone 18 times this year. He led the league. So I feel like it's kind of balanced. I think both run games need to be productive.
Somebody's been brushing up on his stats, by the way. You knew that he led it with 18.
He's a running back. They keep it up with each other. Well, you look at both of these quarterbacks in this game. Which quarterback do you feel like has the edge mentally?
Oh, easily. Tom Brady. You know, he's going after his fifth Super Bowl ring, and that's going to put him on a totally different level, you know, passing Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw. You know, so this is not his first rodeo. The last time the Super Bowl was here, he won it. You know, so he has it a little easier.
Okay. Hey, Adrian, you may have noticed we got a little game over here, and this is called The Blocks of Truth.
Okay.
So step on over to the other side, and these are basically Jenga blocks, so they are numbered 1 through 10. Okay, you'll pick one, and it corresponds to a question I've got out here. It's kind of an embarrassing question, but don't worry, it's fun, it's easy. There's also one block that is number 21. If you pull that one, he has to answer the
you
top
get,
question.
If you pull that one, you get money.
Okay,
okay,
so
I like that.
Go ahead, pick it out, not from the top three rows.
From Chris.
Oh, don't knock it down. Don't knock it down.
Don't knock it down.
Oh, gosh.
You know you're going to knock it down.
Oh, you're going to knock it all
down. You're going to knock it down. You're going to knock it down.
Ooh. All right. What number?
Oh, my God.
Number 9. Whoa. Okay.
Dude, that was good.
Number 9. Adrian Peterson. Growing up, who was your celebrity crush?
My celebrity crush? Halle Berry.
I mean, get in line on that one.
That's a good choice.
Get in line.
That's a good choice.
Short hair. I love this.
That's a good choice.
Nice. See, that wasn't that bad. I thought you were going to knock it all down.
Speaking of that, your wife did excellent. They featured her on a morning show the other day. She did a great job, man. Please.
Appreciate
that. She represented the Petersons really well.
Yes,
I was proud of her.
I was proud of her as well.
She's brilliant.
Well, you've done so well, you get to stay here for another segment. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
So, Adrian... It's about 5 weeks or so before the Vikings really have to make a big-time decision. For a guy who was drafted up there in 2007, is it tough for you to go through this, that maybe mentally you may have to divorce yourself from the team that you have played your entire career with?
It's somewhat tough, you know, but at the end of the day, I understand that it's a business, you know, so that's pretty much how I've been looking at it and approaching it. So we'll see how things pan out.
What's the hardest part? For me, when I had to deal with that, that was one of the first times in life that I didn't have control. And it's hard not having control over your destiny, where you want to go, what you want to do with all this. They have control. Is that tough for you?
A little bit, but then again, you know, with my number being so high, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of control kind of go both ways, honestly, in this situation, you know. But it's more tough because, you know, I've been there for 10 years plus. You think about all the relationships you build there, you know, with the organization, with teammates as well, just having that camaraderie. That's what you hate to depart from the most.
But you would love to retire there.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah.
A guy who's in the top 20 all-time in the league in rushing doesn't have anything to prove.
Right.
But you're going to be 32 next year. You know, whenever you get over 30 as a running back, bells and whistles go off. Guy can't play anymore. Then because of what happened this year where you rushed for less than 100 yards total because of the injuries, do you feel like you have something to prove to yourself?
I would be lying to you to say that I don't. You know, of course, going out the way that I did, it wasn't what I expected for myself. But, you know, injuries happen. You know, so the age thing, I really don't look at it that way. You know, people like to bottle you up and say, you know, this started when I was 30, 29. When he turns 30, he's not going to be able to do this. And 31, and, you know, just coming off last year, the year before last, and, you know, being the Russian champion, I feel like ending my season, you know, early this year, I really have a lot to prove to myself. Just to let people know that, hey, I still got it. You know, I'm still going to perform and be the best back in the league.
Well, we know you still got it. Minnesota, they have the home game for the Super Bowl next year. It could be a home game for you. Do you feel like you have all the tools, all the pieces of the puzzle that you guys can get there, especially at the quarterback position?
Yeah, I really feel like we do. You know, especially at the quarterback position, Sam came in this year and did an incredible job. Defensively, you look at all the young talent that we have, and Coach Zimmer has done a great job of, you know, getting those guys, piecing guys together, and they're performing at a high level. There's some things offensively we need to tweak, you know, the offensive line a little bit, but receivers, we have great receivers that complement our offense as well, so I feel like the sky's the limit for us.
I'm going to play like you didn't say that about Sam Bradford. I just wanted to play like, you know, that ain't never happened. Like, Sam Bradford going to get you to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Hey, okay. Adrian, thanks to social media, you took us on a little trip over the last year.
You can do that, baby. Yeah, you can do it again. Both teams.
Adrian, how about this, where you're on the hoverboard. Okay, yeah. This is cool. But in a few seconds, there was a little misstep, my man. You can't play with the kids' toys. You got to be careful.
No, I haven't seen this before.
Yeah, I caught myself being cool.
I hadn't seen this before. You didn't pull a Mike Tyson, did you?
Almost. I caught myself, though. Ooh, there we go. I hit the corner of the step as I was turning around, but thank God for, you know, good athletic ability. I was able to catch myself.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't gotten on that thing since, have you?
I have.
Oh, come on, Adrian.
Now and then, you know, I ride around with my son. He likes to ride. He's better than me on the hoverboard.
Yeah, the kids, they just zoom around the house. It. All right, you got time to hang out for one more quick second?
Of course.
All right, good.
Without a doubt.
We're going to play a little game with Adrian Peterson. He did fine. He passed with flying colors on the other one, but still ahead, we'll find out just how well he knows his Minnesota Vikings teammates. So make sure you stick around. All right, here we go. How well do you know your teammates on Twitter? Okay. It's very simple. Send out a tweet. Who wrote out that my mama always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Of course, that's a Forrest Gump quote. So who did it? Cordero Patterson? Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with my boy Teddy on that one.
All right, hit that again.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know your teammates. There we go. All right, the next one. Who tweeted, thanks for all the birthday wishes? 26 was a great year. Can't wait to make 27 the best one yet. Is that Cordero? Is it Kyle Rudolph, Stephon Diggs, or Teddy?
All the birthday wishes, 26 was a great year.
Process of elimination.
Oh, I know. I'm going to these two. Cordero. I'm going to go with.
It's one or two.
Yeah, I'm going to go Cordero.
Let's hit his name.
Bam. Wrong, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle Rudolph. That's all right. Sorry about it. You probably missed his birthday. Probably didn't. All right, last one. All right, started 15-0 in the start of 2015, 5-0, finished 8-8. Now the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl a year later. Who tweeted this one out?
Wow. That's a good one. Let me go with.
Go with the one that.
Let me go with Stephon.
Stephon?
Wrong.
Oh, Kyle. That's all right.
Don't hit me.
Here's what I would suggest.
You know, as a baseball player, you'd be great.
Yeah. You'd be great. Hey, when you throw a Super Bowl party this weekend, invite some of your teammates. Get to know them a little bit.
Okay? Baseball, you're great.
As always, great seeing you.
Oh, man, likewise.
Get healthy, and hopefully we see you back in Minnesota Purple in 2017.
I know you can't feel your hands, so I'm going to hug you.
I know.
You're not doing my hands like that.